following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Happy weekend, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. We hope you're feeling good wherever you are. And if you're not, we hope we can help you out a little bit, at least for an hour. Because if we can get you to laugh just once, you know, laughter releases endorphins. Yeah, endorphins are not quite like endorphins. Endorphins usually involve exercise. And we don't want to make you do anything you don't want to do. No drill sergeants in our studio. No. These guys. These people. This studio full of joy. Most of the time. Not always joyous. But it's totally okay. Because this is the greatest job in the world. It might not be for everybody. But it is certainly the best job for me. The only job for me. Certainly better suited for me than what I used to do. I was good at it, but the environment was a bit stuffy, structured. Well, it was like this.
At the non-specific and completely hypothetical law firm where Jolene might or might not have been employed, there are two separate yet equally important groups, the attorneys and the paralegals who assist the attorneys with lawyer stuff.
Yes, sir.
Could you look in here for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
I need you to clarify something for me.
Okay.
This deposition summary.
A deposition summary is where you take hundreds of pages of witness testimony and summarize it into a much shorter version of said testimony, making sure to highlight and focus on the important parts. Kind of like a short story, only different.
This deposition summary.
Yes, sir.
Seems to have taken you an awful long time to get this done.
Oh. You mean the expert testimony from the aerospace engineer? The one that spoke broken English?
Yeah, that's the one.
The rocket scientist. The one the court reporter had to keep asking him to repeat himself because she couldn't understand a word he was saying? The one where I came in early for 3 days, worked through lunch, took it home with me to finish it in time for trial so you could have it to look over it on the plane?
Yeah, that's the one.
It would have taken most people a week to get that done. And you're complaining because it took me 3 days.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I guess that would be...
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
No attorneys were harmed in the making of that segment. Except that one. I just thought I might share that with you. Not everyone can leave a career and start another one. But what you can do is pick up a hobby. Find something to do that makes your heart sing. You know what I mean? Like if you've always wanted to paint and you've never done that before. Go buy a canvas. Go buy one at Goodwill for like $3 that's already got something on it and spray paint it white. Begin anew. Paint something of your own on it. Go outside. Drag a chair out there. Set it all up out there in the fresh air. Absorb some sunshine. Just the time you spend out there creating something, taking some time out to slow down, just you and your thoughts. I will say, occasionally having too much time with my own thoughts is... not good, but usually taking a little bit of time out for yourself can only be a good thing. And I guarantee you, whatever you paint, bring it inside, hang it up. And when people come over to visit, they're going to say, "Where did you get that?" And you can say, "Oh, it's just a little something I picked up in a gallery." They'll love it.
Roxbury.
Thanks to the new social media like Facebook and Twitter, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
I'm currently cleaning between my toes,
they receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
I just want a precision typing R-Wad.
A virtual truck runs over it, and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me.
Jolene, it's Belle.
I know. I'm in the middle of the show.
I'm calling in with a request.
Okay, well, you know we don't do those during the show.
Oh, please, please, please. Oh,
okay, okay. What is it?
It's kind of a musical public service announcement.
It's your driving and Facebooking song, isn't it?
It is.
I guess we could do that.
I see people all the time sitting at red lights, taking pictures of themselves and posting them on Facebook.
Now, they're not necessarily posting them on Facebook.
Well, that's what it looks like they're doing. Just play along, will you?
Okay. Blow your nose on the air? That is so nasty.
Sorry.
I'm just saying that people aren't necessarily posting it to Facebook. They could be posting it to Instagram or Twitter.
X.
Whatever. All kinds of stuff.
You always take all the fun out of everything with your logic.
Here's Addicted to Facebook, a song parody by Belle Cadeau.
Thank you.
Your status line says you're not home.
Girls,
it's the perfect time to post a selfie from your phone. You're in your car. You're looking good, but you're driving through my neighborhood.
Just one picture.
How can you see? You're not safe.
It looks good.
You're busy taking pictures of your face.
Oh, wait, let me take one more.
Would you get off the phone and drive? The rest of us would like to stay alive. Whoa, you don't realize that you're hooked on the stuff. Oh, yeah.
Wait, I'm gonna take that picture again. The sun was in my eyes.
It's clear that you don't care and that you can't get enough. Cause you're driving while on Facebook, you're addicted and stuff. You dyed your hair blonde in the kitchen sink. Your lips are pop, Barazzi pink. Well, you're a highway danger cause you're hooked on the stuff. Oh, yeah.
School zone? What school zone? I don't see any kids.
It's clear that you don't care and that you can't get enough. And since you're driving while on Facebook, you're addicted and stuff. Driving while on Facebook, you're addicted and stuff. You're posting shit on Facebook, don't that make driving tough? How about take a break and drive? Your friends have seen you enough.
The roads are dangerous enough without everybody having to worry about folks Facebooking while they're driving. I mean, would you scrapbook while you're driving? Next time you're sitting at a red light, watch the drivers that go past you. See how many of them are staring down into their lap. It's frightening.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hey, Jolene, it's your mother.
Hey, Mama. You sound irritated. Are you irritated?
Yeah. Is there a reason you haven't been answering your phone?
No. Why?
Because I've been calling you for the past 2 days.
No, you have not.
Well, I have too.
No? What number? Are you dialing?
It's the same number I always call.
No, I don't think
it's
you've been.
It's the same number, Jolene.
I don't think you've been calling.
Are you 422?
Mom, no.
Oh, all right.
Oh, which reminds me, you gave my phone number out again to a stranger in the grocery store.
She was a fan.
And you know this because...
Well, she heard me listening to your show on my iPhone last Saturday when we were both at the Fresh Market.
Oh, so you had my show playing on the phone. Cool.
Yeah, your brother sent in an application for that turn-on radio thingy.
You mean he downloaded an app for tune-in radio?
Turn-on?
Tune-in?
It's not turn-on.
It's tune-in.
It's not turn-on radio?
No. I'm sure there is a turn-on radio, but I think that might be something altogether different from my show.
Oh, well.
And what we'd really like you to download is the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free, and you can listen to the show anytime on demand.
Yeah. Well, this lady was standing right behind me so she could hear it, too.
Uh-huh. So she was enjoying herself, huh?
Yeah, I heard her standing back there laughing.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
I thought my skirt was tacked up in my underwear waistband again. Remember when that happened, Jolene?
Yeah, I remember when that happened. I was not around. I usually watch out for those kinds of things for you. I'm sorry.
I walked all over the Fresh Market with my drawers showing because you didn't tell me my skirt was tacked up in my underwear.
I didn't see it.
Well, it turns out she was laughing at your show.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. She's still a stranger, and you shouldn't have given her my phone number.
Well, we became very good friends.
Oh, you did?
Fresh fruits and vegetables bring people together, Jolene.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see any harm in giving out your phone number.
I know, but you gotta stop it.
All right.
Okay.
You know, you missed my doctor's appointment last week.
No, that's next Monday.
Yeah, no, it was last Monday.
No, it's next Monday. I saw it on the calendar at your house.
I specifically wrote it down on my calendar.
Yeah.
Let me look.
It says next Monday.
Oh, yeah. Well, so it is.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wrote it on next Monday's date to remind me to look back at last week because I already went last Monday.
What? You wrote something on the calendar for next week that you already did last week to remind you that you had already done it last week?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, you don't have to try to figure it out, Jolene. It makes sense to me, and that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, but I really don't think it does make sense to you.
We'll talk about it later. Love you, baby.
Love you too, Mom. You guys stick around. We'll be right back.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Joe's Squash Stand. Here's Joe.
I squash things. Cars, houses, egos, pumpkins, careers, bugs.
Can you squash squash?
That kind of seems redundant.
How do you do it?
Well, I get this 2-ton metal boot.
Why would anyone have a 2-ton metal boot?
Are you making fun of my feet? You just squashed my self-respect.
Sorry.
No, that's good. You want a job?
Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
Roxbury.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure, which counteract the negative effects of stress. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Laughter does help. It releases endorphins. There they are. Endorphins are something altogether different. We don't want to make you exercise or do anything you don't want to do. Endorphins, just hang around and have a good time. Visit. We like to visit. If you're just joining us, we played an old commercial spoof we did when my son was a little boy, and his sweet little voice was in that commercial. Well, he called the show being a smarty pants, telling me that I was being emotional for hanging on to those old files that have his little boy voice on them. It's, why not? I'm his mama. He used to be on the show all the time. We had fun. So right now, I'm going to play another commercial parody we did. And this one is very telling. It was actually foreshadowing his opinion about me being emotional. And now that I know he's listening and it's irritating him, here we go.
You often suffer from backaches, irritable bowel, bloatedness, muscle spasm, anxiety, depression, explosive diarrhea, incontinence, swelling of the limbs, blurred vision, unwanted hair, headaches, carpal tunnel syndrome. Are you uncoordinated and find yourself unable to perform simple tasks?
Like what?
Such as skiing on the backs of dolphins?
That happened to me just the other day.
Well, if you're a woman, chances are that all of the above listed symptoms will happen to you and your life will begin falling apart by the time you reach age 30.
No!
Scientific studies conducted in laboratories in places you've never heard of have determined that women are inherently weak, fragile, and typically unable to cope with life. Simply by being born female, there is a 100% guarantee that your entire skeletal system is doomed to collapse.
No!
Why, if you listen closely, you can hear your bones shrinking as we speak.
I can really hear it!
Face it, you're a woman, and there's little that can be done about it until now.
Oh, thank God.
From the makers of Elimajoy and Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Tylafem. Our team of certifiable biochemists have created a chain of really big, scary words designed to make you feel hyper-conscious and develop an extreme disabling awareness about your mortality.
Yellow.
I need you to stop at this door and get me some Tylafem.
What do you need that for?
Don't ask me why. I could be dying right now.
Ah, one of those women's things, huh?
Just hurry up.
All right, all right.
If you are a woman, you should take Tylafem. We're not sure what it does, but our research proves that you should be buying it. Tylafem. Because being a woman is scary as hell.
Chicks.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for joining us. Taking some time out to visit. If you're not following the show already on Facebook, you need to do so, so you'll never miss a show. Our podcast is always posted there every weekend, as well as at fmtalk1065.com. So here's some information you might like to have in case someone is talking about dragging you to the SpaceX used shuttle Emporium. See what I did there? Dragon, you SpaceX. Dragon, get it?
Hello, friends. This is Honest Sam of Honest Sam's Used Shuttle Emporium. Yes, we've got space shuttles galore at prices that are down to earth. Looking for the ultimate SUV? You could fit a dozen Hummers inside just one space shuttle. These shuttles are big, they're loud, they're fast, and they cost a fortune in fuel just by starting them up. Will they fly? Ha ha! Just attach the booster rocket and blast off into space! Booster rocket not included. But if breaking the sound barrier during a re-entry isn't your thing, these babies will break every land speed record on the ground! Those three big engines in the back aren't just for show, you know! Be the envy of your neighbors with your own space shuttle to commute to work in at Mach 2! And if you come to a toll booth, there's a huge mechanical arm that can drop that quarter into the basket with style. That's Honest Sam's Used Space Shuttle Emporium. Make the discovery that we endeavor to keep our prices lower than Atlantis.
We were talking about all of the allergens floating around in the air. John says it's getting to him, too.
Oh, boy. There's a season when the pollen is high and I'm a-sneezing and nothing is dry. My nose I'm squeezing with the Kleenex I keep nearby all around me. My eyes are itching like I hit a skunk. My lungs are twitching. I'm coughing up junk. My head's a-bitching. I want this funk to hurry up and abandon me. I let my nose flow like a mountain stream. I let a sneeze go like I'm letting off steam. I let a cough grow. Stuff that's from a bad dream. Allergy season. I let the...
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
And now, the last episode of One Life to Lose.
Cynthia, it's time for us to confess our love to your husband, Bob.
I'd love to, Edgar, but Bob and I aren't married.
Well, hurry up and get married so we can confess, so I can go on and have an affair with Gloria.
If I'm going to marry Bob, I'll have to ditch George.
You're seeing George? That two-timer.
Why are we advancing all our various plots so fast?
Because this is our last episode. We need to wrap things up.
Oh, well, let's get started. Frank was unjustly accused and is getting out of prison.
The Finster twins have discovered they're not really twins, although they're still identical.
Harvey didn't really murder Gladys, who isn't really dead, and the star witness in the case is the illegitimate daughter of the judge.
The town floozy really has a heart of gold and is becoming a nun.
Is that everything?
Tip of the iceberg, but we've run out of time. Cynthia, I've always loved you.
Well, that's awkward, considering I used to be your brother.
Tune in. Never for the next episode. Like sand that sits in a broken hourglass, this has been one life to lose.
Stay on this diet. It's just a matter of staying positive and not letting myself get stressed out. Losing weight means I have to eliminate some foods I love. Just for a while. I have to be disciplined, focused, burn that fat, girl, and remember to stay fully hydrated. My weight loss guru says to take joy in my small victories, such as not digging that eclair out of the garbage to eat it. For one day, I can start adding some of those carbs back into my life. But for now, heaven help me. Oh, what I can eat right now. Candy bars, Almond Joy. With a little cash, I think I could bribe the pizza boy.
Pizza!
Give me that. Piles of bread. Red beans with rice. White rice. If I could have just a little bite, that would be nice. But I'll stay on track, 'cause I've come so far. And one day soon, I'll take a break from this salad bar. The waiter will ask, ma'am, what would you like? I know just where I'll start. No need to ask, it's a huge baked potato. Huge baked potato. Huge baked potato. Perfect Western style. Pepper jack and bacon sprinkles in one big pile. Doesn't that sound delicious? I reach my goal, that's where I'm headed. To the potato bar, baby. One side.
I'm with you, Belle. Super stuff it. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and on behalf of the Roxbury Players, we are glad to have you with us, sharing some of your precious me time. Remember to follow us on Facebook, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour page. Our podcast is there every weekend, and that's the best way to get in touch with us as well. You can also find our podcast at fmtalk1065.com. They have all your favorite local shows on demand lined up right for you in one little convenient place. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back with more show.
You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Roxbury!
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook, Belle Cadeau!
Thank you, everyone. I'm Belle Cadeau. I hope you all are enjoying this glorious weekend. And may I introduce to you Chef Alec Naaman. Hi, doll.
Hey, Belle.
I thought I might try and do a little cooking myself, but I had a little kitchen fire last night.
I always say, if you ain't burning, you ain't cooking.
Well, baby, then I must be cooking all the time.
So let's talk about what's going on this week. You know, okay. I got to thinking, I haven't done an hors d'oeuvre or an appetizer.
And a lot of people call me and say, give me some ideas for hors d'oeuvres and appetizers. I say, you want to make it yourself or you want me to want to buy it from me? Which one you want? I say, I want to make it myself. So I say, all right, I love this one. I call this my crusty pizza rolls with tomato dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Pretty easy stuff. And you can find all the ingredients at your local grocery store. And if you got a little knack for a little bit of cooking, this is easy for you. So anyhow, let's teach you how to make this, okay? Crusty pizza rolls with tomato dipping sauce. Let's start with the crusty pizza rolls. How do you make it? How do you make them crusty? Well, you basically start with some phyllo pastry. Now, if you don't know what phyllo pastry is, you can find it in the frozen food section at your grocery store under phyllo. Okay? Now, how do you spell phyllo? Well, P-H-Y-L-L-O. I spell it F-I-L-O, phyllo. People make a bakalawa out of it, baklava.
Can you make egg rolls with it?
You can make egg rolls. I make the essence of wontons and stuff without using a wonton wrapper. I use a phyllo. I make spinach pies. I make meat pies. I make mushroom pies, all using phyllo dough. That's how easy it is. I get me about a quarter cup of chopped sun-dried tomatoes. And I chop them up even finer, even though I already get them chopped. I chop them up again. I get about three-quarter cup of shredded mozzarella. I get about a half a cup of some chopped pepperoni. Now, you can go to any deli and get you some fresh pepperoni, but you got to chop it up. Or you can go look over in the little lunch meat section, and you'll find packages of pepperoni, okay? So it's easy to get, about eight ounces, okay? Then I get me, I get some fresh oregano. I like that. And I get me, if you don't, you can just buy the pizza sauce. You know, over there in the Italian section where the macaroni is and the spaghetti is, and you'll find a little jar that says pizza sauce. Just get you some just regular pizza sauce. By the time I taught you how to make pizza sauce, you'd quit. You wouldn't be a cook any longer, okay? So just get you a jar already ready. All you need is a little salt and pepper after that. And then you need a whole box of the phyllo dough, okay? And then you got to handle phyllo dough really delicately. Like when I take it out, it's like looks like a big old sheet of paper. Well, you got to put you some kind of wet paper towel over it and keep it moist. Now, not dripping wet, just damp. Because phyllo dough, as it hits the air, will dry out and become real flaky and break all up and crumble all up, and then you'll have crumbled phyllo dough. So it's not like, say, a pizza dough itself where it's doughy and soft and you got to roll it out and toss it in the air a few times. And this is, like I said, real paper-thin type dough, and you put a nice little towel over the top of it and keep it moist. All right? And you need a little bit of butter. You got to melt the butter because the butter you're going to spread on it, that's how you seal it up, okay? So basically, I mix all that together. The sun-dried tomato, the mozzarella, the pepperoni, your pizza sauce, the oregano, the pepper. Okay, all that's in a bowl, basically, all right? Then I actually preheat the oven at about 350. And like I said, in a little bowl, I've mixed up the sun-dried tomato, the mozzarella, pepperoni, and oregano. I lightly season with a little salt and pepper. I stir in the pizza sauce. Now I've got my actual filling that I'm going to store already made up. I take that phyllo dough and I lay it out. And I cut the phyllo dough kind of crosswise into four equal strips. Okay? Each about 4 inches wide by 12 inches long. Can you picture that? I already told you it's a big old square. And it's like 12 inches long and 12 inches tall. So if you cut it about 4 inches, you'll get three cuts out of it. Okay? And you want to take and put several pieces of phyllo dough together. You get about, 20 in a box maybe. But you want about at least four of the phyllo doughs laying on top of it because you want it to be kind of thick. So at that point, then I put a bunch of that filling in it and I roll it up and I got me a 4-inch looking little cigar looking thing. Okay? And I lay those out. I do each one of them like that. I lay them on a baking dish. I bake them in the oven at 350 till I make my little pizza rolls, I call them. All right? In the meantime, while those things are baking, I get me some of that store-bought pizza sauce, another jar for that. I get me some fresh cilantro. I get me about a tablespoon or so of butter. I get me a little balsamic vinegar and then a dash of hot sauce, such as Tabasco. And all I do is I whisk all that together. I actually heat it up in a little saucepan and make it hot so I can get all those flavors to blend and get the butter to blend and all that. And then when I We get through cooking these little crusty pizza rolls. They'll come out really crusty. You take and you dip them in the tomato dipping sauce. So it makes a great hors d'oeuvre, a great appetizer. It's pretty easy to do. It sounds complicated. It sounds like a bunch of moving parts.
It sounds like an awful lot to do.
It's just as easy as changing a flat tire.
I can't do that either. Y'all come back next week for another recipe in Belle's Beachside Kitchen.
See you next week.
Are you planning a wedding reception, graduation party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
This is Cousin Bruce coming to you live.
Wait. You can't say live.
Well, I am live right now.
Start that again.
See, this is why I don't like dealing with you directly.
Why?
Because you're so nitpicky.
Please just start over.
This is Cousin Bruce coming to you live from the cab of my Peterbilt. When I'm running across country with a hot load of freight, I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour podcast on FMTalk1065.com. Let them truckers roll 10-4.
That's a train whisk.
Ah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine. All 10-4, pig pen. Yeah, we definitely got us a front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
We sure do appreciate you guys visiting with us, taking some of your precious me time to sit back and enjoy a little bit of silly. You do need to have fun. Just kick back a little bit. We're here to help brighten your day, if we can. Bring you a little bit of happiness and joy. Even if you're having a terrible day, just forget about it for a little while. Recharge. And if you're listening to us right now, you could be listening to our Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock broadcast or our Sunday morning replay at 7 a.m. But the podcast is always available. Also at fmtalk1065.com. Did I already say that? Okay, well, it's available there too. No reason at all to miss the show. But right now, it's time to check in with our very own Martha Stewart. Martha, what is up?
Well, dear, I thought it might be a good idea to go over some spring cleaning basics.
Alrighty.
Of course, you know, one of the most dreaded tasks of the spring cleaning season is, of course, cleaning the windows. Please keep in mind that dirty panes are no problem when you use rubber-edged squeegees, which are quicker and more effective than cloth or newspaper. And thankfully, they come in a variety of sizes with a screw-on extension for those hard-to-reach places.
Martha, I love using squeegees. I can even use squeegees in the kitchen to spread out my powdered sugar and my pizza dough. I've even cleaned a toilet with a squeegee before.
Oh boy, Paula Deen's back, I see.
Indeed.
All right, let's get after it. Let's clean some windows.
Shut up. Begin by dipping your sponge into a bucket of warm water and a few drops of mild dish soap. Dampen squeegee starting at upper corner. Draw it down pane from top to bottom. Repeat overlapping strokes and wiping rubber edge with sponge after each stroke. For larger windows, snake squeegee back and forth and touch up edges. Dry windowsills with a cloth.
You're losing us.
Here's a fun idea for a Saturday. Whip up a dozen pitchers of mimosas.
A dozen?
Invite one or two friends over. Unscrew all the light bulbs in the house and polish them with a microfiber cloth dampened with water.
Martha, these look a little bit too wet to be using in a light socket.
You'll be just fine. Here's another spritz of water.
Ain't that dangerous around all this electric? Oh, good Lord! Martha, you did this on purpose. Good night, we're gonna shut it off.
Clean the bulbs and recessed ceiling fixtures with a telescoping lamb's wool duster. If you don't have one, I've found a couple of kittens at the end of a mop does the trick just fine.
Oh my gosh, you don't actually do that, do you?
Of course not, dear.
Good.
And how about updating your bed linens, dear? Making an easy custom duvet cover using two flat sheets. Place sheets back to back and sew around the perimeter, allowing for 1/2-inch seam. Leave an opening at the bottom. To close, sew twill tape ties or Velcro tape to the inside edges.
You're starting to lose us again.
Perfect!
All right, we are out of time. And I think you probably need to get Paula to an urgent care.
I can't feel my feet!
Oh, a drama queen. Jolene, I'll speak with you next time, dear.
Good grief. Our very own Martha Stewart and Paula Deen. Yeah, buddy. I may have mentioned before, we are in our 17th season together. Coming up pretty soon to our 500th episode. I remember celebrating our 100th episode. I believe we did that at the River Shack on Dog River in Mobile. Might have to do something like that this time. We'll have to talk about that. We'll keep you posted for sure. We've definitely been through a lot of changes in the last few years. Most notably, and geographically speaking, we have relocated the studios, so we are up the country. But it's been very calming and good for us as a family. And we really are a family. We go through all the same stuff your family goes through. You know, sometimes things are going smoothly, everybody's getting along, sometimes not. Some of us have had to navigate the effects of menopause rage. You know, overwhelming urge to throw somebody through a window. Not me, but some of us. And you know, COVID, that whole thing changed a lot of things about us. For a period of time there, everybody was in a terrible mood, which of course is understandable. We had to do all of our stuff remotely. Several of us happened to be moving at the time. Terrible timing, but it just worked out that way. And had a couple of retirements, that sort of thing. And even though we work on a really fun show, and we do have a lot of fun together, sometimes we need to rein it in and help keep stress at bay as much as possible and recognize the joy in our lives. And I was talking to Jim Weaver about this at the beginning of the show. We have someone very near and dear to us who's going to come in and talk with us a little bit about happiness and joy and remind us how to focus on that, or try to at least. So yeah, he remembers he's got a dental appointment. Sure. So stick around for that. You're not going to want to miss it. Hopefully you'll get something out of it too. Back in a flash.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Hello, hello, hello. Are you Jolene Rockefeller?
Roxbury. How'd you get in here?
I represent a Super Suck Vacuum Cleaner Company. I couldn't help but notice that you use an old-fashioned bag vacuum cleaner when you were cleaning yesterday.
Oh, wait a minute. Yesterday? How did you see me cleaning?
I'm here to tell you that your vacuum cleaner is totally outdated and obsolete.
Really?
I can prove it if you have just 1 minute.
I don't really have...
Excellent! You'll notice that I dumped a bucket of dirt onto your rug.
It doesn't smell like dirt. It smells like dog...
Let's go with calling it dirt. I took the liberty of bringing your old-fashioned bag vacuum cleaner into your studio with me.
How did you know where I had that?
Let's turn it on. Notice that it picks up the dirt pretty well.
Yeah, it works great. That's why I don't need a new one. How did you get in here
again? The problem isn't the way it cleans, but how it handles the dirt it picked up.
What do you mean, handles the dirt?
Let's say the bag in this vacuum is full. What do you do?
Throw it out?
What? Uh-huh. Have you no regard for the earth? Are you trying to destroy our fragile atmosphere?
It's just a bag of dirt.
All right, let's do that. We take out the bag and we throw it into the trash can. Now what happens?
I put it in the dumpster, take it to the curb. They pick it up, take it to the dump.
The dump, where the bag is destroyed and all that dirt, dust, grime, and nasty germs erupt from the bag and poison the air.
It's just dirt.
Now, let me show you how the Super Suck Vacuum with HEPA filter takes care of your dangerous dirt. Again, I dump some on your floor.
I wish you'd stop doing
that. I clean it up with the new Super Suck.
It looks...
Voila!
It looks just as clean to me.
Ah, but there's no bag in this vacuum.
No bag?
No bag! All the dirt, dust, grime, and nasty germs are trapped in this plastic compartment.
Ugh, looks nasty.
How many Super Suck vacuums should I put you down for? Two? No, six? 12?
No, hold it! How did you get rid of the dirt in this vacuum?
Oh, cleanly and efficiently.
Show me.
Show you?
Show me.
Okay, fine. It's simplicity itself. You simply move this lever over, and the plastic container with all the dirt slides right out.
Ew. Gross. You can't, you're getting dust all over the
you
place.
You take this plastic container carefully over to the trash can and dump it.
Gosh. Look at that. Dust but cloud.
Clean dust, thanks to the HEPA filter.
Why do they call it a HEPA filter?
Because it holds a heap of dirt in it.
So now you can put the container back in?
No.
Why not?
You have to clean the filters.
What?
you have to take the main filter out like this.
Look at all that crud.
And you start cleaning it by shaking it out in the trash.
You gotta stop. You're filling the whole room with dirt. It's getting on the equipment.
Then you simply pull this porous band off the filter and wash it.
You are making a filthy funk in my sink.
Then, while it's drying...
How long does that take?
It takes a few hours. You take out the secondary filter.
How many filters does this thing have?
Just three. To make it nice and clean.
I can barely see anything through all the clean that's floating around in the air.
After a few vacuumings, you can easily replace this filter with another filter. Only $29.99.
$30 for a filter?
Then you want to wipe down the outside and inside of your Super Suck vacuum until you can see the original color underneath all the dust. The heap of clean dust.
Now, going through all this is supposed to be easier than just throwing away a paper bag.
And much better for the environment. Oh. Finally, you clean out the hose with this special brush to make sure nothing is stuck in the...
Oh, is that a mouse? Is that a mouse?
Must be from the last house I visited.
Oh, get rid of it. Catch it.
No problem.
Get rid of it. Get it out of the studio.
Oh, haven't put the filters back.
It's filthy in here, and there's a rodent running around. Get it out of here. So, hey, you know, I'm not going to lie. We're talking about hormones earlier and stuff, and I've got them. I mean, everybody's got hormones, but you know what I'm talking about. The raging ones. One of the things that bugs me the most is the... fuzzy brain, forgetting things. I've never had a problem with that. The CRS syndrome, can't remember stuff. Yeah, that's what they call it. Walk into a room, can't remember why you're there, all while managing a body temperature of 200 degrees. She didn't want me to use her name, her full name, but she said I could just call her Jay. So here we go, Jacqueline, this one's for you. Ooh, sorry.
Always hot. Always heated. If fire was a person, that's how I feel. Touch that AC and I'm killing you.
No problem.
You'd better leave that mug on 62.
Not moving it an inch.
I get up to go to the next room. Left my laptop open, now they're watching me on Zoom. I must be such a sight as I circle the room.
Yeah, but on the plus side, you are trending.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No, I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Okay, I'm gonna retrace all my steps and then maybe I'll remember.
I'm wanting chocolate to pass my lips. I'm wanting Cheeto orange fingertips. Did I mention I'm on fire?
Yeah, that came up.
It's a freeze I desire.
How about some cuddle time,
And don't you touch me with those hands of the devil.
They are kind of sweaty.
Keep your hot paws to yourself. Feels like I swallowed the microwave. Get me shave ice and please behave.
One bubblegum ice coming up.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
To get me a beer?
Here's your beer.
Ow!
No, I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Scissors! Scissors! I was looking for the scissors!
Let me explain what this phenomenon is called.
You're gonna mansplain hot flashes to me while I'm standing here with a pair of scissors. Huh?
No, I'm not mansplaining. I'm merely...
How is it possible you haven't learned by now? I don't want to hear your comments and your helpful tips.
I'll get you that bubblegum ice right away.
I'm not a smart man.
There's a new SUV that's unlike any other. It's big with the new Skeeter SUV. Thanks to new hybrid technology, you can get more miles per gallon in your big Skeeter SUV. How does it work? Easy. As you approach a wimpy little car from the rear and start to climb over it with a Skeeter's patented Action Track suspension, a special metal tube projects from the Skeeter, piercing the gas tank of the car and sucking out all the gas therein. A hybrid of SUV technology and classic mosquito design. Get over to your Skeeter dealer today, but hurry, get there before you see a Skeeter in your rearview mirror.
Be good to
to each other this week. Me and my hormones will be back next week. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.